left us in here with no water. He could be gone for days.
He mentions me here.
What is that?
Oh, it's my father's journal.
Read it to me.
September 2nd. Sarama had her baby today. It was a boy. He cried for about 3 seconds, then stopped like he was suddenly so satisfied with the world. It reminded me of Eugene's first moments of life. He never had a fear. Always so content. September 2nd. Remember that date. It's my first day of junior high school that year. It was a hard year. I was teased a lot, and there were many days when I wanted to run home to my mother, but I couldn't. Katrina, I needed my parents. I still do.
Oh, I'm really sorry, Eugene.
Why did all this even happen? Why would God raise my hopes just to dash them against the rocks? I was better off never knowing they were alive here.
You did learn some good things about them. They helped a lot of people. They were compassionate and kind.
Right. I suppose I'll eventually appreciate the importance of this week, but for now, I'm afraid I'm feeling a little numb.
I know. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry you lost your parents.
Thank you, Yosef. Although, I must say, your sympathy doesn't feel quite sincere considering that you've been trying to trade us into captivity.
It was my only chance to take Morati back to the Ashantis and live with my people again. But now the chance is gone. I know how you feel.
Yes, I suppose you do.
Wait a second. Do you feel that?
What?
A breeze.
I don't feel anything.
It's a draft, and there are no windows. It's coming from over here. There's a loose rock.
What?
Come here. Help me.
It's more than one loose rock.
What is it?
It's a tunnel.
What?
It's barely big enough to crawl through.
The flashlight. Here.
Oh, it's a short tunnel. It looks like it leads into a cave.
A cave? I'll go first. Here, Katrina.
Where are we?
Well, it looks like part of the dig.
Wait. Eugene, shine your light over here.
Okay.
Loose rocks. It was a cave-in.
Yes. In fact, I believe it's the same cave-in we saw earlier. Only from the other side.
Eugene, what is this?
Oh, flash marks. From some sort of explosion, most likely.
Do you use explosives when you're digging for gold?
Not in a cave that could potentially collapse. Unless...
What?
Unless you wanted it to cave in.
What?
There must be something else around here. Yes, there! It's another tunnel!
What are you saying, Eugene?
Katrina, my father must have tunneled out of his cell during off hours and built another tunnel. When he was finished, he staged a cave-in so that everyone would think he was dead. Then he went out this other tunnel that leads to the outside.
You mean...
Yes, Katrina. It is conceivable that my father escaped. Do you need help, Katrina?
No, I'm fine.
The end of the tunnel.
In the middle of the jungle, where he wouldn't be seen. Ingenious. My father must have worked on these tunnels for a decade.
He was here that long.
But where could he have gone? Do you have any theories, Yosef?
It would be impossible to guess.
Then where do we begin? We have to attempt some direction.
No, forget about this. Go home.
Yosef, you don't understand. We could be within shouting distance at this very moment. We can't give up now.
It happened 3 months ago. He would be miles from here.
But...
And he would be in hiding.
But we can find him.
You've looked for things in the jungle before?
What is this defeatist attitude you have, Yosef? We have a glimmer of hope, and yet you're not willing to seize it.
You know nothing about hope. For half a lifetime, I hoped. But 20 years of disappointment leaves no more room for hope.
This is what these false gods have done to you. They've taken away your hope. It's the same in the village. All the people there have lost faith. Save for one boy who dreams of flying in an airplane to freedom. That's the difference between our gods, Yosef. Mine is a god of hope and freedom. And my god could find a thimble in the middle of an African jungle. Finding a man is mere child's play.
If your god is as determined as you are, I'm sure he could. But if he's that strong, he can also bring your father to you.
I think he may be right. The man said the cave-in was 3 months ago.
But Katrina...
Eugene, your father could be anywhere, please.
All right. We'll start an investigation immediately upon our return back to the States. Let's just go to the field where we can be picked up.
The pilot's not coming back for 2 days. Mm. Also, I think we should go back to the Ashantis.
Why?
We still have work to do there.
Oh, you're right, Katrina. Meltzner never leaves his work undone. Let's go.
There. The river is up ahead.
Good. Come on, everybody. Let's go.
I'm not coming.
What?
Why not? You can get your life back. We're living proof that the curse isn't real. We crossed the river.
They already know you can't help them end the curse.
But we crossed the river.
The Ashantis are stubborn people. They believe what they believe.
We'll try to convince them, and then we'll come back for you.
Come back for me?
Yes.
Of course.
Why would you do that? I tried to trade you into slavery.
Yes, that was unfortunate, but understandable under the conditions. That makes sense.
If you give them the chance, they may forgive you.
I can't even forgive myself. Goodbye.
Well, I believe the dam was over here.
Yes, I can hear it.
Stop!
Kobir?
Stay where you are.
You have a gun?
How untraditional of you.
You crossed the river. I thought you were afraid of the curse.
I'm not afraid of the curse. I am the curse.
What?
The curse was my invention.
What are you talking about?
Please explain.
When I was with the Wolofs, we built this dam to provide irrigation for our own land. And now I use it to keep the Ashantis safe in their own village.
How?
I placed a series of laser tripwires downstream. And when anyone tries to cross the bridge, the barrier releases here and the water flows free, causing a surge of waves that are impossible to stand against.
Very impressive.
I learned a lot being with the Wolofs. Like, people will believe what they want. That is why they believe my lies. When I take advantage of frequent lightning and set fires and call them a part of the curse.
Why are you doing all this?
For their own good. I have seen firsthand what greed does to a man. When I was with the Wolofs, I saw the effect greedy ambition had on people. If the Ashantis knew all that was out there in the world, they would want it. And it would destroy us. I won't let that happen.
So you mean to say that you've killed people to fortify this lie?
No one has died. I have made sure of that. Except for one man. And he was thrown into the river.
Yosef?
Yes. I admit that I have done terrible things. But I ask you, please, do not make me do something even worse.
What?
I cannot let you go back to the Ashantis.
Why not?
Everyone knows you made it across the river. I can't let you go back, or they will believe the curse was broken. And then they will want to cross the river themselves.
So you intend on killing us?
I am not a murderer. But if you insist on going across, you will force me to take action. I like you both. You are honest. But I have to preserve the innocence of my people.
How can you do this to your own people, Gobir? You're keeping them in prison.
It is the world outside that is the prison. You should know that.
What do you mean?
Amon told me that Marathi was your father. You have seen what other men's greed did to him. Greed puts everyone in their own prisons. Oh,
you should have more faith in your people, Gobir. Greed does not overcome all of us.
I won't take that chance. Leave!
No.
What?
I believe God called us here for two reasons. to find out about my father and to help your village overcome their fears.
Turn around!
We're not going to.
Then I can't allow you to go any further.
Joseph, let me help. Do you have any rope? I'll tie him up.
He's stronger than me. Run!
Katrina, this way.
Yes. I can't hear anyone chasing us.
But we have to keep running.
Wait. Look.
What?
Across the river, it's Kwame.
Kwame, what's he doing? Is he trying to cross the bridge? Kwame!
You're across the river. You made it!
Yes, but...
The curse is over!
Kwame, don't try to cross the bridge!
Why not? It's not safe! But the curse is over!
Please, Kwame, there are things you don't know about this river that could hurt you.
Everyone is trying to keep me in this village. I would not stay!
You'll be able to cross in due time, later on, but not now!
I'm coming across!
Kwame, stop!
Obir!
Father, you made it across too!
You must not try yourself! Because it's dangerous!
I do not believe in the curse.
Gobir, you can stop this. You must tell him the truth.
I'm telling him the only truth he needs to know.
You're willing to risk your son's life to keep up this curse?
Quiet!
I'm not going to let the cruel guys tell me what to do anymore.
Kwame, please! Don't walk any closer!
Gobir, tell him the truth now.
Please!
I'm going!
There's no curse!
What?
You have to listen to me. There is no curse. But you still cannot go across the bridge.
Why?
It is dangerous.
Why?
Gobir, tell him.
There is no curse. I'm coming across.
Oh, no, he's crossing.
Stop! No, Kwame, get off the bridge. I did it. I set up a trap to keep everyone here. I have to get you. Kwame! Hold on to the rope as tightly as you can. I'm coming for you.
Father!
Take my hand! Hold on tight!
Father, there's no water.
You're right. It should have come by now. What happened?
Are you all right?
Yes, but you were the reason the waters raged?
I am so sorry, Kwame.
Why did you do it?
You won't understand this, but I did it for your own good.
I hope the rest of the village believes that.
Yes, I do have much to explain.
Will there be any need to hurt us then?
No. Hmm. We can go back to the village together.
Yosef!
What happened?
Nothing. The dam didn't break.
I know.
You know?
I heard you tell them about the dam, Gobir. So I tore out the wires to the dam so you can get across.
Yosef! You saved my son's life!
I did?
Yes! Thank you. You should come with us.
Where?
The village. They will be very happy to see you.
You want me to come back?
Yes, Yosef. Please.
I will. Thank you.
There was never any curse?
No.
How could you do this to us, Gobir?
I cannot say how sorry I am for my lies.
You made us your prisoners.
You haven't seen the world across the river. It's dangerous, Aman. I was only trying to protect the people I love.
You were protecting us. You endangered our lives.
I am not a killer.
You may as well have killed Joseph. He's been living a life of isolation for years.
I know. I owe him my life and Kwame's life.
You seem to have misjudged many people. Eugene, Yosef, and us. You thought so little of us that you put us in a cage like animals.
I know. I hope that one day you will be able to forgive me.
We need to see that you are truly sorry for what you have done.
How?
Help Eugene and Katrina find their way home.
Yes.
Gather the entire village together and tell them your lies.
Yes.
And replace yourself with Yosef as the new leader of this tribe.
Yes.
Now I must go. Kwame and I are going to take a walk on the other side of the river. You have work to do.
I will do it. Eugene?
Yes? Oh, come in, Gobier.
Hello.
Hello. I have something for you.
Oh, this looks familiar.
It is a piece from your transmitter.
Mm-hmm.
I stole it in the hopes that it would not work.
And you were entirely successful.
You should be able to contact someone outside and arrange a plane to leave anytime you wish.
Well, thank you, Gobier, but we've already arranged a pickup time with the pilot. We leave tomorrow.
I see. I am gathering the village together tonight to tell the story and to beg their forgiveness.
Oh.
I treated them like slaves. I tried to be a god, and now I am a fool.
There's only one god. You should trust him with your life and the lives of your village.
I will try to remember that.
Are you almost done with it?
Well, just a few more adjustments.
I went to the other side of the river with my mother tonight.
Oh, you did? And how was it?
The same as here.
Oh, yes, I noticed that myself. Well, Kwame, at least you can go there now without any fear.
You never believed in the curse?
No, I did not.
Why?
Well, because I don't believe in gods who want to hurt their people. My God protects his people. He loves them. That very much includes me. He gave me wonderful friends, a wonderful home, and extraordinary parents. There. Now, that should do it. Let me turn it on. Hello? Hello, is anyone there?
Who is this?
Success! This is Eugene Meltzner. This is simply a test. Over and out.
So is it working?
Indeed it is.
Oh.
Oh, Kwame, you sound so disappointed.
This means you're leaving. Your work is done.
Oh, well, I'm afraid it is. I need to go home.
What are you going to do at home that's so important?
Kwame, I'm going to look for my father. Sounds so strange to say that. I guess we both have new territories to explore. I finished this journal entry with one more significant occurrence. Katrina and I made it back to the States, and I immediately looked into the whereabouts of my father. No one was able to help me. However, the nagging question about who requisitioned the missions board to send someone to the remote village in Zaire seems to have been answered. I asked the missions board to send me a faxed copy of the request form, and when it came to me, the signature line had only initials. The person who asked us to build the tower in the Ashanti village was L.M., and it appeared to be my father's handwriting. It seems that he never forgot the Ashantis, as they never forgot him.
I can't believe Eugene's father may still be alive after all this time. It sounds like Eugene has more adventures ahead of him. And I don't know about you, but I sure don't want to miss any of them. You know, Eugene talked a lot about hope. This was one thing that the Ashanti seemed to have lost. But as Christians, we're blessed to have a God of hope who sees us through difficult times. As it says in Psalm 130, verse 7, "Put your hope in the Lord, for with the Lord is unfailing love, and with Him is full redemption." We don't have to worry about a God who curses His people, because we have a God who blesses us with His perfect love. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Prisoners of Fear was written and directed by Marshall Younger. Our vocal talent included Audrey Wazalewski, Tucker Smallwood, Trey Rogers, Panita Nichols, Mark Anthony Williams, and Will Ryan as Eugene. Our sound design was provided by Gap Digital. Our producers were Marshall Younger and Bob Hoos. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.